You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. I'm Allison Twitter from MLB.com. I am here with Thomas Harding, who is paying attention to every minute and every inning of Colorado Rockies baseball. So for that, Thomas, you win a television. But also, we have a couple things that we want to go over. Let's talk about the injury situation. So Corey Dickerson, I don't think since I last talked to you, I think he went on the DL after our last conversation. So what is going on with him, and what is the prognosis?
The prognosis is what I would call a good question, because that injury, the plantar fasciitis, sometimes it heals on its own when the tissue at the back of your heel kind of tears naturally, or they could do surgery where they go in and tear it. And either one of those, if it happens, it's about, you know, a month down, and then you're back and maybe you don't feel anything. But the problem is, when it isn't torn, then you're trying to manage your way through it. Right now he's in a walking boot, and they're hoping that 15 days on the DL will somehow calm this thing down. But really, there's no guarantee that it will. So we'll see what happens with him. They really need him in the lineup. I mean, they're struggling enough offensively, and they don't need guys injured.
So a walking boot now, I mean, come on. That 15 days seems a little mild for a guy who's in a walking boot right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. What will happen? He'll be on a 15-day DL. He's in the walking boot now. They've used different splints and things like that to try to get it calmed down a bit. And I'm sure after he gets out of the boot, he'll probably have a rehab assignment. I mean, the problem with this injury is you could sit for 15 days, you could sit for 30 days, you could sit for 3 days, and there's a chance that it won't improve any. So that's why this is such a weird injury. And I've talked to players who've had this and tried to play through it, and when you change so much about your game that really it isn't quite worth it to play through it. So it's a tough one to have. Whenever I see plantar fasciitis, I'm thinking this guy's going to either suffer through a whole lot of pain this year, or it's going to ruin his numbers. And there have been a lot of players that maybe weren't starters at the major league level, and frankly, it ended up ending their careers because it drove down their numbers to the point that people didn't want them around. I don't think that'll be the case with Corey Dickerson, because, you know, he's batting over 300. It was like at 315 or so before the latest flare-up. So they've got to get him right somehow, but there isn't a tried-and-true method to get him right. So this will be something we'll watch as the season goes on.
We'll talk about the closing situation now that they've settled on a closer, being John Axford for the most part. Now they need to find him some safe situations, which are, for those of us who have been paying attention to the Colorado Rockies lately, not a lot of wins, so of course there aren't a lot of safe situations. So how does Walt Weiss mix him in so that he gets to pitch?
Yeah, it's a little bit easier at home to use your closer. On the road, if you don't get leads, it's almost impossible to get him into the game. At home, you can manufacture some opportunities if the score is lopsided in one way at one end or the other. He's pitched quite well in the closing opportunities he's had, but I think he's pitched, what, 3-4 times since May 1st? I mean, that's not a normal schedule for a major league relief pitcher.
No. They call them paid vacation. Sometimes when you have a closer on a bad team, they get very bored and they call them paid vacations.
That's right. Or, you know, he's an expert on film, so if the team keeps struggling, then, you know, he'll have more time to go over that, but I'm sure he'd rather watch the films in his spare time and actually get the pitch. This team has struggled mightily. They've struggled offensively. They struggled pitching-wise. The starting pitching actually has been a little bit better the last week to 10 days, but the offense has produced almost nothing. So it seems like whatever can go wrong, it will go wrong for the Rockies right now.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, let's talk about, I don't know, I found this interesting, and I need you to figure this out for me. So Tyler Matzek, who was sent down to AAA, he was scratched from his recent start to work on fundamentals and bullpens and on flat ground. So he's kind of not even appearing in actual games now. Is this alarming? What's going on with that?
Well, and this is something that I would say for a lot of pitchers, it wouldn't make a lot of sense. For Matzik, for me, it makes perfect sense simply because he's the type of guy, if you recall at the start of the season, he was 2-0 in his first four or five starts, 2.70 ERA, but he was walking guys all over the place. And what he would do was just go out there and pitch and simply try to find a way or make a way. I mean, he wasn't exactly the, you know, he's not exactly a craftsman on the mound at this point. And the question that I had was, does he really have the fundamental base to go back to? I mean, you have to be really talented to just make the major leagues on a whole lot of talent and guts. But at some point, when things go wrong, what do you go back to fix it? And I think that's what they're doing with him right now. I don't know that this will be a long period of not pitching in games, but it does seem that, especially with his fastball, he has to, during the game, hey, this isn't working out for me, let me do this, and this will get me back on track. It doesn't seem that he really had that at the start of the season.
So with the Rockies struggling as much as they have been, and you know, in a lot of other situations, there might be a shakeup here and there, and they might make some roster changes. It doesn't seem like the Rockies really have that many options. I mean, I expressed my disdain for their decision to make the starting rotation as thin as it was going into the season, but other than the normal Troy Tulowitzki trade rumors that we have to deal with every day now and probably will until this thing is resolved, they don't really have a lot to do differently, do they?
Not really. I mean, and if you look at the way the system is set up, there are people in that system. I mean, there are some people you can get excited about. David Dahl, the center fielder at the AA level, and also Trevor Story, the shortstop. And also there's a Class A team behind them where they have a bunch of pretty good players here. And it looks like there is a future. The present is the issue. The present where you don't have enough starting pitching depth at the major league level, and then really behind it, there's not enough depth back there either. Although they tried their best to throw a lot of guys at the problem, but right now there's not a lot of depth. Part of it is too, you've got Eddie Butler, who the last two starts have been not very good. I mean, 2 2/3 and three innings, and it looks like they're at a period where they're breaking guys into the majors, and this is a tough place to break them in. I go back to the 2005-06-07, where the Rockies really had some teams that had very poor records, and a lot of that had to do with breaking in guys like Jeff Francis and Aaron Cook and other starting pitchers, Ubaldo Jimenez, Franklin Morales at that point. Then it all came together in 2007 because of the bullpen, and in 2009 it was the best starting rotation they'd ever had. So it took probably about a four-year period to get enough pitchers pitching well. They've got to hope that it doesn't take that long this time, but it does look like there's support behind them, and this is a team with more of a future than a present.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk to you about pace of game because we had a very entertaining conversation in spring training about the fact that the Rockies were one of the teams that were really adding to the length of the games, and not just because of Coors Field, but because of the amount of minutes, the time between pitches. Tulowitzki and Dickerson were, had the highest times in between pitches. And so now we're looking at the average length of a Rockies home game, which has been 3 hours and 1 minute, slightly skewed by a five-inning game that only took 141. So the average nine-inning game at Coors Field has been 304. What do you think about that? I guess it's not shocking. It's not shocking. It's sort of par for the course. It's like 10 minutes longer than the league average.
I think, A, it's par for the course, and, B, the weather here has been awful. I mean, this is a place in Colorado, they brag about 300 days of sunshine a year, more days of sunshine than Florida. Well, they're going to have to catch up a lot here. We've had a lot of rain delays, a lot of games played in just absolutely awful conditions, and I think that's had something to do with it. And let's face it, the way that the starting rotation struggled, where, you have guys throwing 70 pitches in the first three innings of a game, that's going to add to the length of the game. I mean, the only thing you can do if you're throwing that many pitches and not getting guys out, you can just give up runs faster, I guess. So I don't think that there is a pace of play issue here. It's just a baseball issue. Starters struggling, and also you're playing games in pretty bad conditions. They've had four rainout dates, and they've never had more than five in a season in their history. This is the weather's had something to do with it, and just the struggles of the starting pitching staff.
Right. A couple of years ago when the Astros had whittled their team down to almost completely unwatchable, and they had very few guys. And I'm not saying this is the Rockies at all, but they had very few guys that actually should have been in the major leagues. And they had just moved to the American League. And so everyone was complaining about these 3-hour and 50-minute games being because the Astros moved to the American League. And my argument was they don't have any pitchers that can get anybody out, and that is why these games are so long. So blame it on the right thing, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah, and right now, I mean, watching these games here, I don't see a huge time waster. I mean, granted, Jorge De La Rosa takes a while, and he's pitched well the last couple of times out. He takes a while to throw a pitch, and that's always going to be the case. It doesn't look like things have changed that much with, or it doesn't look like there's been a problem with the hitters. I just think that the problem has been just not good baseball right now at Coors Field. I mean, good grief, the Rockies, they're nowhere near 500 at home, and that's almost unheard of for this franchise.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad we hashed that out, Thomas. Thank you so much, and enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, look forward to it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.